Now that he's been in office more than a year, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to give his first State of the Union address on Tuesday night. The speech he gave last year is known as an annual message. One big subject he's expected to focus on is immigration. The White House issued an immigration reform plan late last week. Among other things, it would allow 1.8 million people who are in the U.S. illegally to eventually become U.S. citizens. That number includes the 700,000 young people who came to America or were brought there illegally as children. Another major part of the Trump administration's plan calls for $25 billion for border security. That would help build the wall the president has called for between the U.S. and Mexico. The plan would put new restrictions on certain forms of immigration to the U.S., and it would allow the government to deport more people who are in America illegally and come from countries that don't border the U.S. The White House says the plan is a compromise that should get support from congressional Democrats and Republicans and fulfill the president's immigration priorities as well. But it has been criticized on both sides of the political aisle. Some Republicans oppose the plan to allow people who came to the U.S. illegally to achieve citizenship, and some Democrats oppose the plan to put new restrictions on legal immigration to the U.S. The White House says it's confident the framework could get enough votes to pass in the Senate, but that the House of Representatives would pass a different bill, and the two chambers would then have to find common ground.